Welcome to the One Bottle of Wine podcast. I'm Anissa.
And I'm Emily.
And tonight, we're feeling a little zesty.
So before we get into the wine for tonight, just like last episode, we are doing a wine and cupcake pairing courtesy of XOXO Cake Boutique, which is a small local business who will tag on our social media so that you can try this flavor and all the other flavors. Make sure to listen to our previous episodes for the other pairings that we've had. Anissa, tell us a little bit more about tonight's wine.
So tonight we have the Kim Crawford Sauvignon Blanc with the lemon cupcake. It's a lemon cake made with fresh lemon juice and zest. It's the perfect combination of sweet and tart, like you're eating lemonade. It's topped with a lemon buttercream. So first I'm going to pour us some wine so that we can taste that, and then we'll pair it with the cupcake.
Perfect. I have to say, a lemon cake, lemon cupcake is my absolute favorite. Like, I love a lemon flavored anything
dessert. Same.
Love it.
I love lemons in general.
Yeah, I'm so excited to try this. Okay, so
ready?
Let's try the wine.
Cheers.
Also, by the way, we've been drinking out of our little tumblers that I got us for Christmas last year.
From Target.
So our wine clinking has not sounded as crisp and clean as it has been in the past. Just wanted to let everyone know that.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to drink out of this than it is, out of the glasses sometimes.
And we do record on carpet, so it's also a little safer because there's lids on those glasses.
Yeah. So I think that this Kim Crawford Sauvignon Blanc is probably one of my favorites. And the reason for that is because I love a Sauvignon Blanc. I know it's wintertime, but I would rather, prefer to drink it in the summer. And I'm just picturing this. I can't wait for you guys to see it, but this lemony cupcake with a pink design rose, if you will, on the top with the Sauvignon Blanc on my porch, in the beginning of summer.
Okay. We did chill this before we poured it and drink it, so it is chilled. I do think that definitely helps with that nice crisp flavor.
Absolutely. So, for me, what I really taste is that it's a little bit in the middle between like a light wine and a very bold wine. Like, it's just the perfect mixture of both. It is more dry than I would like anticipate that this wine would be, but not overly dry.
I almost think the dryness of it like adds to the crispness of it. And there is definitely a lot of acidity. Like, I can totally see now that we've done two other pairings why she paired this one with the lemon cupcake. Because I can like already taste the lemon flavor.
You can taste the lemon. Yeah.
I don't know if it's because it's in my head that I know I'm about to eat a lemon cupcake too.
Yeah.
But you can definitely taste that like citrusy lemon.
Yeah, it's like an aroma.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure.
Absolutely. It has really good ravings on Vivino as well. Ravings. Yeah, we can rave about
We're raving about it and we rate it.
And it's a little bit more, I don't want to say expensive, but it's not like our $12 bottle of wines. It's probably an average of like $16, $17. Totally worth it. Especially because it is a very great Sauvignon Blanc.
So what would you rate it?
I'd probably give it like an 8.5.
I was going to say 8. Yeah. And I'm not a big white wine person typically, but I do really like this one. It's very refreshing. Definitely recommend.
So if you were watching us in person right now, I think at one point we're probably going to have to do some videos. You would see us biting into these beautiful cupcakes.
Yep. It's a perfectly yellow cupcake with a beautiful little pink frosting. So Anissa's already eating hers.
About lemon. Heather, I'm gonna need a dozen of these like tomorrow.
Oh my God. That is so perfect.
So good. And so fluffy.
I literally feel like I'm drinking lemonade, but I'm eating lemonade. Yeah. If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
But it's like not, again, killing it with the not too sweet.
I love that though, because people are more likely, in my opinion, and I don't own a cake business, so I might be wrong, but I think this is where she's going with this. You're more likely to buy more, try more, taste differently if you're not overpowered with like sweetness.
Yeah.
And even for me, I mean, Emily, not so much, but me, I have a sweet tooth, a hardcore sweet tooth, and I could eat 5 of these in one sitting. I mean, they're mini. Give me a break, okay, people? But they're just, you know what I mean? I'm not, like, right now, sitting here, in all honesty, I am not reaching for a glass of water to, like, wash away some of the sweetness or the richness or the flavor at all. Like, it is just perfect fluff, perfect flavor. I'm digging it. But I am going to sip some of my wine with it just to, you know, add on.
Okay, so we are calling tonight's episode Chef's Kiss. Mwah. Let's cheers to that.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so we thought that with all the zestiness and spiciness that we mentioned about the wine and the cupcake, that we would go and talk about our, like, our quick meals and then our fancy meals. So we're going to have a few different...
We're basically going to be domestic AF.
Yeah, and this is for making meals. So, like,
we're going to pretend. Basically, I'm going to pretend that I cook, okay?
Yeah. So it's a, like, quick go-to. If it's just you, what are you doing for XYZ categories? And then if you're trying to impress someone, so whether it be a love interest or a friend from out of town, like, what would you make that was more fancy than your everyday? Yeah. So we're going to start with your, what is your quick breakfast?
Quick breakfast. Okay.
You're like, so, out the door, you know what's funny? To a job. What is it?
So, I have a couple. I feel like breakfast is an easy one. I'm like one of those people that needs breakfast. Like even this morning, like yesterday I made banana bread. And this morning I was like, I need to warm this up for 10 seconds and take it and have breakfast because I don't know when I'm going to eat lunch or like whatever. And sometimes if I miss my breakfast, I'm screwed for lunch. Mm-hmm. So like for breakfast, it kind of just depends on how much time I have. Like even my fancy meal, I think I could do in a quick version. Okay. But I'll do oatmeal sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'll do yogurt that I like don't have to, you know, just like yogurt and put some berries in it.
Yeah.
And then with the oatmeal, I'll also put some berries in it. I like hard-boiled eggs. Mm-hmm. And then I love making a smoothie. Mm. Like, I love just putting it all together, having the right amount of, like, blueberries, having the right amount of strawberries, like, frozen strawberries. A banana is a necessary key in having a really good smoothie. Mm-hmm. And then, like, obviously milk, and I use oat milk. And then...
I do water.
Oh, okay. Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes if I don't have milk... But I use oat milk and yogurt, and then I'll put, like, chia seeds in it or something.
Okay. So that's your, like that's your quick
Yeah, that's one. My quick version. Just, like, put all those together, even though it's not that quick, but yeah. It's quicker than most.
Honestly, sometimes my quick breakfast is a cup of coffee. Like, I'm the only thing I absolutely need in the morning is a cup of coffee.
That's facts.
If yeah. I'm tired, or if I'm not tired, if I'm... Yes, if I'm tired too, I need coffee. But if I'm hungry, though, I usually will just go for, like, a quick granola bar. Maybe, like...
That's not making, Emily. You're not making a granola bar.
Okay, if I have to make it, like, I would make eggs. Or, like, two eggs. Or I'd make yogurt and put some granola in it. Is mm-hmm. that better?
Yes, much better. Okay,
that's my, like, quick... If I'm making breakfast...
I'm gonna make a granola bar. Well, shit. Make me some...
That's fancy.
You wanna start a new business?
That's fancy. Okay, what's your fancy breakfast? So you're having a lover over for breakfast.
I love this. Okay, I have to have all the ingredients, but I love, and I have this like newfound like love for avocado toast. And when I tell you my avocado toast is fire, it's fire.
Does anyone else notice that Anissa goes from like the loudest person ever to then like almost whispering in the mic? And when I watch the when I watch the sound go up and down, I like laugh to myself that her volume can go so far in such a short amount of time. Anyway, so you were talking about avocado toast. Let me continue.
Okay, sorry. I will try to mellow out my voice so that it sounds more
in you don't have to be okay. monotoned.
Okay, you're right. Okay, so it has to be lately. This is what I prefer. Okay, I'm going to go into all the deets so that somebody can, you know, if I was writing a recipe down for this, this is how it would go. Mm-hmm. Okay. You need 2 slices of bread.
Mm-hmm. What kind of bread?
Preferably the cinnamon raisin. Yes, ew. I know. It's an offset. You get a little bit of sweet, but it's not overly sweet, and the rest of it is salty. It is an offset.
I'm a sourdough gal.
I like sourdough too, but lately that's just kind of what has been tasting the best. You got to toast that, but you don't toast it yet, okay? So you put it to the side. Mm-hmm. You grab an egg, and I have a little, it's one egg, but I have a little pan that's like for one egg.
Okay.
Okay. I put a little bit of butter on the pan. Okay. Turn it on like a 6 or 7 for your heat.
That's high.
It's not all the way high. Mine goes 8 high. Like there's 8 and then there's a high.
You're supposed to cook like eggs on low heat. Like a 4.
Listen, I like it fried.
Okay. You'll get burnt. You'll get crispy.
Burnt. It's quicker this way. So I'll put it like a 6.
Okay.
So you let the butter melt. You crack your egg. Okay. And you make sure it's spread out. And while it's on that
side. You want to mix up the yolk or no?
No. I just kind of like, I like dab it so that the yolk isn't like big in the middle. Okay. So it fills the
whole
little
pan. You don't like a runny.
No.
You don't like a runny egg. Okay.
No. I mean, I do like a runny egg, just not for my avocado toast.
Okay.
And then I bought this pesto basil from Costco. So big jar.
Yeah.
Okay. I put it in, like take it in a spoon and I put like 3 little dabs on it. And then all I add to the egg is pepper. Okay. And then
because the pesto is salty enough.
Yes. Yeah. The pesto is salty enough and has enough flavor. And so I let that cook and then I will put the toast in the toaster. Thank you. And I will cut up half an avocado.
Okay.
And I only need half because it's, you know, I'm not making an overly large breakfast. So put half of on one side of, and the other half on the other side. Mm-hmm. Obviously smush it and put it on there, whatever. I don't like just sliced avocado. Like I like it all over.
Yes, I agree.
So after it's toasted, after I put my avocado on, I put everything but the bagel seasoning on the avocado. Okay. And then I'll flip my egg. And, you know, while it's flipped, it's great, whatever. So then I also get cheese. I like a little feta.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get a little feta cheese.
I could see that being a good mix.
And the little cherry tomatoes. Okay. So I'm going to cut up my little cherry tomatoes. I only need about 3 per slice or 3 total, depending on how big they are. And I will put first. So then I cut my egg in the middle. Okay. So you have a very crispy egg. And I do half on one side, half on the other side. Then I put the cherry tomatoes and I put the cheese. And then I finish it off with some hot sauce. There's like a habanero something hot sauce. I don't know exact name. I got it when I was in Austin, Texas at the airport. And then I was mad as shit when I saw it here at the grocery store too. Like what the fuck did I get it at the airport for? But I put like 3 drops on each one. So you get a little bit more spicy.
Yeah.
And that is my perfect impress you.
Okay.
Avocado toast.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to make you make that for me.
Okay.
Next time you bring all the ingredients because I don't want to shop for you. I'm just kidding.
Fine. No. I mean, I have them at my house.
How about I provide the ingredients and you just make it for me?
Okay, deal.
Okay. My fancy is pancakes. That's it. Like, I do add a little bit to the pancakes. So, like, I'll use the normal pancake mix. I don't make the mix myself.
I was going
to
say.
Yeah. I use the regular pancake mix, but I always add some cinnamon. I always add a little bit of vanilla in it, and I usually add, like, a little bit of milk or...
like vanilla extract?
Yeah. Or maybe even an extra egg into the mix just because, like, it gives it a little bit more fluffiness. Love my pancakes. I like to try to make shapes if I can. So, like, I'll make fun little shapes or use little, like, cookie cutters to make shapes. Now that, you know, that's more fun when you have a kid.
Right.
And always like lots of butter and then maple syrup and just a nice stack.
Do you put like
pancakes.
Fruit or anything on there?
I sometimes will put blueberries inside. I like blueberry pancakes. I like fruit in my pancakes.
Do you put them on top though? Cause I know sometimes they like put them on top for show.
Yeah. I don't typically put them on top. I will occasionally, but I actually like when they're like warmed up cause they'll be runny. Like the blueberries will get runny if you actually cook them inside the pancake, which I like that warm kind of like, it's almost like a pie, right? It was like when you bake a pie. So that's my fancy.
Do you put like whipped cream or anything special?
No. I mean, I love a good glob of cream cheese on top, or cream cheese, whipped cream on top of pancakes. I just don't typically have whipped cream.
Yeah, and it goes bad, you know, like if you don't use it often enough. But honestly, for me, like I like pancakes. I will probably order pancakes like once a year anywhere. Like if I'm out for breakfast, out for a brunch, making it at home, like I'm not, it's just not one of my like top things, and it's just because I'm lazy to make it at home. Like
well,
it's
just
messy.
We get the paleo pancake mix, which is literally just like you just have to add water.
So true. And I've had that one.
You can add other stuff, and they're actually really good.
I've had that one. Yeah, they are pretty good. But when I prefer like a waffle. I mean, putting it in a little waffle maker because it's not as messy for me. Like, I don't have to, like, blip it and make sure I'm, like, I'm one of those people that, like, overflips the pancake. I flip it way too often instead of just letting it, like, settle on one side. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I think I got to flip. I think it's ready.
You have to wait until you see the bubbles coming up.
Yeah, see, my impatient ass.
Yeah. Okay. well, enough about breakfast, so let's go on to lunch.
Are you hungry yet? Because you bitches.
So what's the quick, I guess I can start with, like, my quick lunch.
Sure.
I would say mine is usually, like, a salad and, like, a really boring one. So mm-hmm. we get in the habit of cooking a lot of meat. Like, we'll just cook chicken and we'll feed Sweetie Bun some chicken every now and then. It's just an easy, you know, multi-use kind of thing where we'll cook steaks or chicken or something where to just have meat kind of on hand. And we can make mm-hmm. a taco, or we can give them to Sweetie Buns, or we can eat them on a salad. And so what I'll do is just throw some chicken on some lettuce. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if I'm feeling a little fancy, I'll put a cucumber. maybe some croutons if we have them. And just put up, like, I usually like a Caesar dressing mm-hmm. and make it really easy. If I have Parmesan, I'll put some Parmesan. But, like, really boring.
Nothing crazy.
No. Yeah. And it's fast.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. Like, I don't know how to make a quick meal. But, like, lately, have you had the, I think they sell it, like, at more than just Trader Joe's now, but it's, like, the red pepper, roasted red pepper and tomato soup?
No, I haven't.
It's so delicious. So I enjoy doing that, putting that to heat in the microwave for, like, 2 minutes.
So does that qualify as making it?
Yeah, no, but that's not what I'm making. So I do that, and then lately I've been making, like, a mini quesadilla.
Yeah, almost like a tomato soup and a grilled cheese.
Yeah, yeah, literally. Similar. And so I'll make it's basically, so, like, just tortilla with, like, you know, the Mexican four cheese, shredded mm-hmm, cheese, mm-hmm. and sometimes I'll even add chicken to it. So, like, I'll cook the chicken real quick, but I, like, it's just because I want myself to eat more protein, but, like, if it were to me, I would eat all the carbs. Mm-hmm. And, like, all the sodium and mm-hmm. all the sugar. Mm-hmm. So if I'm really being quick. So, like, that's one. And then the other one would be just, like, what you said, salad. And I'll do, like, either a sesame ginger. I got that shit from Maggie. Sesame ginger dressing. Yeah. Or, like, I like a poppy seed dressing. Those are also really good go-tos.
Nice.
And then if I really want to put chicken, I'll put chicken. If not, then – and you know what else is really good on a salad? Like, if you're just crunched for time, squeezing half of a lime.
Yeah.
Literally, like, and adding salt and maybe some pepper if you're feeling like it. And that is good enough for me.
Okay, fancy lunch. You know, honestly, recently I've been, I don't even know if this, like, counts as lunch, but I've been making these really good buffalo wings in our air fryer.
You want to make me some?
We actually do have wings, so I can make you some. Yeah, but, like, that's one where it does take a little more time because, like, the wings take about 30 minutes to air fry, just, like, one pack of mm-hmm. wings. And then I will make, like, the buffalo sauce and – or I don't make it from scratch. I take buffalo sauce and just add some spices to it.
Right.
And then coat up the wings. But, like, in the air fryer, the wings just
– Can I just mention this wine is so good?
Yeah.
Like, so good.
Yeah.
I could drink this.
I feel like I could like go get an ice cube just to keep it cold, but
Kim Crawford really did it with this one. There's no wonder this one's a little bit pricier than our typical.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt.
Good break, but no, what's yours? What's your fancy lunch?
Okay, so my fancy go-to lunch, and I think, like, this became a thing when I was working from home for a little bit, like during the pandemic, when I started actually making lunches, or if I had, like, an office day, which I don't have a lot of those, but, like, I want to. The only thing I hate is that it takes me, like, 30 plus minutes to make all of this, and it takes me 0.5 seconds to eat it all. So it's – they're, like – I like my favorite like I just told you a bunch of shit. Okay. So my favorite type of chicken is the chicken tenderloins. So mm-hmm. I'll cut those up very small, and they're, like, basically breaded chicken – but, like, smaller versions, and I'll put them in the air fryer. So I will do, like, it's like butter. You put them in butter, and then you do, like, the panko breadcrumbs mm-hmm. with Parmesan. So, like, you mix the panko, Parmesan, salt, and pepper.
Yes.
And it's, like, breaded. And so I will put, you know, after it sits in the butter for a little bit, I'll put it in that, and I'll stick it in the air fryer for, like, 15, 20 minutes. And then while that is being made, I like to do either Brussels sprouts, if I'm in the mood for that, or asparagus, if it's the season for either of those. And I'll cut those up just like oil, salt and pepper, maybe like garlic salt. And then I love me some roasted potatoes. Mm. Like I will put them, like cut them in fours, you know, like regular, you know, cubed, and make that. And it's so delicious.
Yeah. That does sound really good.
Gosh. And like the more we talk about this food stuff, I hope that we're giving people ideas, but it just like makes me think of things. I'm like, oh, I should have mentioned this one. And I didn't. Like, yeah. I have so many go-tos.
You started saying breaded chicken and I was like, oh yeah, I also have been making that recently. And we've been liking making air fried, mm-hmm. the breaded chicken in the air fryer. And we have done that for lunch.
Yeah. The only thing that sucks about like doing things in an air fryer, like is my air fryer is not large enough to do multiple, and I don't want to, like, I don't want to make chicken with veggies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I want to make the chicken and then the chicken sitting while you're making the veggies in the air fryer and then the air fryer. You know what I mean? Like, you have to do one thing at a time versus sticking it all in the oven. You can just do two different, like, pans and
it's done. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, it just depends, but I think that's like my favorite go-to lunch because I feel like it's healthy. Mm-hmm. And also filling, like, it holds you over for a while.
I agree. Okay. So, why don't you go first on this one? This one is quick appetizer. What's your go-to quick?
Oh, I love me a good dip. Like, which and kind? I'm not making the dip, but like, I love queso. I love salsa. I love guac. I would make like a guac probably if I was going to make something.
That's pretty quick. It would just
quick and easy guac. And, you know, they have like these, one time my sister yelled at me because I made, like, at the store, they have, like, guac mix. Mm-hmm. My sister's like, what the fuck, Anissa? Like, we could literally put all of those same ingredients into this that we have. You don't, like, have to buy a guac mix. And I was like, I don't know. I was trying to eat, like, simplify your life in case, because we were at my parents' house. I was like, in case they don't have this stuff. So, like, I mean, keeping it really simple. I love putting, like, obviously you're going to put onions. Mm-hmm. I don't put a lot of onion because I'm not a big, like, raw onion person. Mm-hmm. But, like, onions. Obviously, you have your guac. Sometimes, like, a jalapeno just to, like, make it a little bit spicy if you're feeling it. And then, like, salt, pepper, lime.
Do you like tomatoes in your guac?
No.
I do.
I don't like tomatoes in there. Oh, but, I mean, I don't mind them. But, like, if I'm going to make it, I'm not going to put it in there.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, like, cayenne pepper, you know, whatever to give it a little bit of color.
Yeah. A little flavor.
Yes.
Yeah, mine is just, like, cheese and crackers. Mm. And I cut the cheese, so,
so you made it?
Is me making it. I'll put the little cheese slices on the cracker and eat them. So I would consider that making. I also like to throw an apple in there too. So I'll cut up an apple and do like apple cheese and crackers.
Nice. Do you do like the jam or whatever it's called?
If I have it, we don't usually have a lot of jam, so I don't often. That's where the apple comes in, where it's just like that little sweet. With the savory and salty, so.
Do you like pears? Do you ever do pears?
I do. We don't buy pears a lot, but I do like pears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking that because it's like pear season, I think.
Okay, so what's your fancy appetizer?
My fancy appetizer. Well, crap, I was going to say a charcuterie board, but I don't really consider that like necessarily making it.
I think so, because if you have to cut up the cheese, you have to cut up the sausage.
Crackers.
Yeah.
I don't put any meat on mine. I don't put any meat in mine.
But like you put grapes or different kind of fruits. Fruit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those are definitely like an easy go-to. And it's like fancy enough that like, you know, you can talk and have it at the table. Oh, what I would do is like we have this Bosnian smoked meat. I would cut that up.
Yes.
So delicious.
I've had that.
Yeah. Like having that on there also like handles the flavor. And I'm like, I love, like, goat cheese. I love, like, some of, like, the mushier cheeses. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily all the hard ones. I don't really like brie that much.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I do and I don't.
But I love brie.
It's not, like, my number one go-to. But I think that's definitely, like, more on the fancier side in terms of apps. What about you?
I love to make a good fruit salad. Like, if I was going to go somewhere, I love to buy all the fruits, mix them together, cut them all up. And I just love a good fruit salad, like blueberries, strawberries, mangoes, kiwis, no banana. You don't put banana in a fruit salad because it goes mushy quick, but apples, raspberries, blackberries, just love me a good fruit salad.
Yeah. I fuck with that so much. Okay. Well, what about soups?
Oh, okay. Quick soup. I mean, I feel like quick soup would be canned soup.
Literally.
So let's just say for this one, making it is we're heating it up in the microwave. I would say, like, my quick soup, our go-to as kids, like, when we were sick or whatever, we would get the Progresso chicken and noodle soup. Just pour that baby in a bowl, cover it with a paper towel, and stick it in the microwave for a minute and
a half. Damn, Ev, you really went to town on that one.
I typically liked it with as little broth as possible. Like, just, okay. Like, I would never put the whole can in.
Okay, well, I have a few favorites.
So that was probably the go-to of, like, my whole life. Yeah.
Okay, so since we're not really I think mine's cooking a little bit more than yours. So I have this, like, basically, it's just a noodle soup. It's not even, like, a lot of noodles. They're, like, baby noodles. It's mainly for the broth that you're eating it. Mm-hmm. But it's a Bosnian soup, and they come in, like, a little baggie. Mm-hmm. And you boil water, and then you put it in there, and you let it cook for 5 minutes, and that's done. That, I also mentioned the tomato and red pepper soup. Mm-hmm. That, again, stick it in the microwave 2 minutes. I love me some ramen. So, like, the bagged ramen, the black one. My brother-in-law and sister definitely got me hooked on this. They buy it at the Asian market, and it's like the big black bag, and it has, it's called ramen something, but I don't know, I'm gonna butcher it, but it's the black one because it has the soup base and the actual spicy mix.
Okay.
And it's the beef flavored one. There's no beef in it. It's just beef flavored, and you have, like, some, you know, dried up veggies, ramen. Oh, so good. So many fucking calories, but so fucking good. That is my quick one.
That's your quick one?
Yeah. What's your, if you're going to spend time making it?
Well, it would be a homemade chicken noodle or chicken and rice soup. That's really...
Chicken and rice sounds good.
And I love to throw, like, some spinach in there, just, like, add a ton of hidden veggies, carrots, celery, onions, you know, the works of, like, a chicken soup.
A chef's kiss.
So I love using our, like, Le Creuset, the big one, and just letting it on low heat, just sit there and cook. Obviously, you cook the chicken first, but slow cook all the veggies, add your own spices into, like, I use the pre-made chicken broth. Like, I don't make my own. I know some people are more fancy. They make their own, and it's definitely better, but I use the pre-made one. But I like to add my own little flavor to it. So, yeah, that's what I would say my fancy one is.
And you put rice in it, like, while...
Either noodles or rice. So
I don't think I've ever made a chicken or had... Actually, I think I've had it once, but I've never made it. So I'd love to try your chicken and rice.
Yeah, it's okay. It's just, you know, typical chicken and rice soup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have this, like, new soup that maybe I've been making for, like, the last 6+ months. It is by far my favorite. I get compliments on it all the time. It is just a creamy vegetable soup. So, like, you do, you know, your celery, carrots, and onions, and then you put in potatoes, and obviously just, like, veggie broth. You could do veggie broth. You could do chicken broth. Sometimes I do it. I, like, mix it, whatever I have in the pantry. And then, like, thyme, you put that in there too. And then, obviously, when it boils... The ending, like, right before it's done, with, like, 5 minutes left, I add in frozen peas and frozen corn, and then 2 cups of oat milk, so it makes it, like, creamy. The recipe that I found it online. The recipe, like, calls for you to puree half of it, so it's more on the creamier side, but I like more of, like, a runny soup, so I don't do the pureeing part, but... I let it boil for, like, the last 5 minutes, and then you top it off with parsley, and it's freaking delicious. And, like, it's only salt and pepper on there.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of, like, seasoning, you can always add more. But something about the oat milk aspect of it, like, just adds so much more flavor. Like, because it's not a lot.
Right.
But it's so good.
That does sound good.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next one is, what's your quick dinner?
Quick dinner... probably have to be something to do with a salad again. I feel like I would just make a salad and, like, I don't know, maybe a sandwich or maybe, like, something that has protein.
Yeah.
I don't really have anything that I can think of off the top of my head. I could do a pasta, but I like doing more of my fancier one is probably a pasta. So
okay.
I think probably just, like, a sandwich and a salad.
I would say quick dinner for me would be, like, roasting or, like, pan frying, I guess. I don't know if it's pan frying, but yeah. Like a meat. So just like sticking a piece of chicken on a pan, cooking it, and then sticking some like vegetables. So whether it's a sweet potato or broccoli, quick, a little olive oil, salt, and pepper in the oven. That would be like my very, very quick, if I'm just going to something, a roasted vegetable and then some kind of meat. That would be my go-to quick dinner.
Yeah, I think my go-to quick dinner will probably be the same thing. Like, I love just putting like a couple of chicken strips on there and mm-hmm. then making whatever sides I have, whether it's like green beans that you're putting in or like broccoli mm-hmm. that you're quickly roasting in the air fryer. I think that it's just so much easier with an air fryer nowadays to make things quick. Mm-hmm. And then obviously, like, I love potatoes, but sometimes I'll do rice. I do love cauliflower rice. There's a really good one that I get at Trader Joe's. It's like a jalapeno mixed cauliflower rice. Ooh, yeah. And if I'm in a healthy mood, like, I'll do that instead of regular rice or potatoes.
Yeah.
But it's so much quicker. And then maybe I'll have a little bit of salad too, like if I'm feeling it or maybe not.
Okay. So what do you think your fancy dinner would be?
Okay. So fancy dinner for me lately, it's been like a kick. I found it on like Half Baked Harvest or whatever. And it's a pasta Alfredo. Mm. And it's so freaking delicious. And I've made it a couple of times. Like my parents don't really like pasta, but it's one of those that they'll be like, oh, we haven't had your pasta in a while. Like, you want to make it? I'm like, my pasta? Okay. And it's basically just like your standard, you know, Alfredo. I don't even put chicken in it or anything. But what makes it taste really good is it's like an arugula topping. So it's like arugula with shallots and lemon juice. Mm. And it's so good. I think there's something else that goes in that too.
Do you make your own Alfredo sauce?
Yeah. I mean, ooh. You make, it's like a, it's called a one pan, and we can link it if we want to, you know, on our Instagram for people to try some of these.
Yeah.
It's particularly my soup and my pasta recipe. Delicious. But, it's like a one pan. So like after the pasta is done, you leave the water in there and you add in like heavy cream and, cream cheese and some other ingredients, and it is delicious.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and a lot of Parmesan cheese.
I mean, have to.
Can never go wrong with Parmesan cheese.
So my fancy dinner as of late is a recipe that I found actually through Instacart. So we use Instacart to pick up our groceries, and they will have ways that you can like read a recipe and then immediately add all the ingredients that you need to your cart right away, which makes things really easy.
That is cool.
And it is one that we've come back to again and again. So you take 3 or however many you want to cook, salmon cuts, I don't even, like, what are they called? Fillets, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to marinate them for at least 20 minutes beforehand. I like to do it a little bit longer, but you mix them, or the marinade that you mix together is soy sauce, honey, lime juice. You want to, like, freshly squeeze some garlic, freshly chop some garlic, whatever you do. I love my garlic press, so yeah. I'll squeeze it.
Oh, is it the electric one?
No, it's just a hand one, but it's just so much easier than sitting there and chopping garlic.
True. But I found this thing, I think it was like on TikTok a bit ago. I think I gifted it to my grandma and like my mom, but it chops up things. So like sometimes I'll do things that have like walnuts and you have to chop them. It's an electric one. So you just like press it and it chops it up for you.
That's cool.
It's really cool. And it's like, it was like, I don't know, maybe $10 on Amazon.
Yeah.
So I thought, that's what I thought you were saying.
No. It's just a like normal garlic press, mm-hmm. But it has garlic and honey. And I said lime juice. Soy sauce, sesame oil is another one. It's like this very simple, easy mixture. I even started doing it where I wasn't measuring anything. I just kind of had like the ratios that down.
Nice.
And then you marinate with like half the mixture in the bag for about 20 minutes. And then you stick it in the oven on broil for, I think it was like 6 to 8 minutes, depending on the thickness of each of your salmon pieces. And then you top it with some cilantro and like eat it with some rice, and it's so good. It's so good.
I am all about that. Like, you make the salmon next time we do a podcast recording, and I'll bring the soup or whatever else.
Or make the avocado toast.
Yeah, or make the avocado toast. We can have a breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
It almost tastes like, you know, like the sushi bowls you get mm-hmm. with like the salmon and like you know, but obviously sushi bowls, the salmon's raw.
Right.
But this is cooked salmon and mixing it with the rice and then pouring just a little bit of the mixture on to whatever you're eating it's so good.
You know who's really good at like cooking things at home and being really creative with it? Ashley.
Oh, okay.
Ashley, because she works from home and like, well, partially, but you know, during the pandemic, her and I would chat all the time because we were running. And I'd always be like, what are you doing? She's like, making lunch. I'm like, what are you making today? And she doesn't eat meat, but her brother does. So she'll like make this whole ass meal. Like she'll make empanadas and she'll make like, she goes all out, like gets really creative and crafty. I feel like we should take all of her recipes and put it on here. But she, I think last summer, she got me really hooked on this like mango salmon with like coconut rice.
Mm.
And it was so good.
That sounds delicious.
But like obviously that's seasonal, right? Because yeah, like the mangoes have to be in season. It's like mango avocado. Like it's so good.
Yeah.
So there's like a couple different ones, but it's just like what I'm currently making.
I'm always envious of the people who are just really, really good or really enjoy cooking. Like mm-hmm. my friend Molly is the same way. She loves cooking. Anytime I do anything in the kitchen where I'm proud of it, I'll text her a picture because I know she's going to be really proud of me too.
Same.
But it's just like she loves cooking so much. I just don't feel like I find that same joy. I mean, I don't hate it, but it's just not something I look forward to. Like to me, it feels like an extra stressor of just something else I have to plan, because it's like I don't just have to plan for me. I have to plan for a Sweetie Buns too. And, you know, yeah. I mean, Daniel and I share that responsibility. So, like, some days he's cooking, some days I'm cooking. It just seems like
right.
It's more of a chore for me, I think, mentally than yeah. It is something that I'm able to just enjoy.
Well, see, I, like, actually enjoy cooking. And, like, sometimes I'll get crafty and creative. But I don't, like... Again, I hate the return on time, right? So, like, I spend an hour slaving in the kitchen between, like, prepping, cooking, washing the dishes, and all of that for, like, a five-minute meal.
Yeah.
Because it's just me. Like, right. I'm not cooking for anybody else. Like, I don't have a family
yeah.
that I'm, like, feeding. And you probably will, like, when Sweetie Buns is eating the same full-on meal that you are.
Yeah.
It'll be a little bit different. But, like... When I'm just cooking, like, I enjoy cooking for people and I, like, want to get a little bit more crafty. But then I'm also like, dude, I'm indifferent about what I eat. So, like, as long as it's quick, easy, straight to the point, I'm not going to get crafty with it because then I'll have more time to do whatever it is. Like, whether yeah. it be read, watch Netflix, or, like, go work out. Like, you know what I mean? My yeah. my return on time is very important, I think, because yeah. of our busy schedules.
Yeah. Okay.
Top it all off?
Let's top it all off with a quick dessert.
Quick dessert.
Do you have one? Mine is like a popsicle or like a bite of
ice cream.
I know, but that then we like aren't making it. I guess, okay, well, I'll say like an ice cream sundae. Putting a couple scoops of ice cream in a bowl. If I have whipped cream, you know it's got to have whipped cream on it. If I have hot fudge, definitely has to have hot fudge. And love me some sprinkles.
Okay, well, you want to call that making it. I will... I will take out the ice cream from the tub, put it, honestly, I buy the little individual tubs, so I don't even have to dirty any dishes.
Oh, yeah, I do too. Eat it straight out of the tub.
Yeah, eat it straight out of the tub. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm done with that one. I don't really know, and I don't really have, like, a quick, fast, like, dessert that I would have to, I don't know. I don't have one.
That you'd make?
No.
Like, is it fruits? Like, would you, like, put together a bowl of fruit,
actually,
maybe?
Yes. A bowl of fruit. That was a kick for, that I had for a little bit of time. Like you said, you know, kiwi, strawberry, whatever fruit I have.
Fruit salad.
And then I used to top it off with just whipped cream.
Mm.
And that was, like, when I was being healthy.
Yeah.
It was quick and easy, but it made me feel so good. Like, yeah. I got all my sugars out of the way.
Right.
Otherwise, I'll just have, like, a candy bar or something.
Yeah. We did fruits and, like, just, usually blueberries and strawberries and just a touch of powdered sugar on the top.
Mm.
Like, really gets that, like, mm-hmm. sweet craving, but it's just yeah. such a small amount of sugar that right. it's, you know, minimal. Yeah. Okay, fancy dessert. I would say mine would be to bake a cake or...
Yeah, you're good at that. You got the baking.
I do love baking cakes.
Yeah, you're good at that. I'm not a... Baking is probably one of my least... Not favorite things. The things that I'm, like, least good at. Is that a proper way of saying it?
Baking.
Like, I suck at. The thing I fucking suck at. Like, let's just be real. I just... In terms of, like, measurements...
It's,
like,
so precise.
It's so precise. Mm-hmm. That, like, with cooking, you can mix up, you can mess up the spices and still have it be good.
Yeah.
I can't believe I didn't say my mom's goulash. Irrelevant. That's another dinner item that I freaking love. But I love making banana bread.
Mm, that's a good one.
I love making banana bread. I got that down. I tried a different recipe yesterday and I left it in for 5 minutes too long because I was like multitasking. I was cleaning and I was making banana bread and I'm like, crap. And so it got really crusted, but the inside's so good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just a quick, you know, like 2-3 bananas, depending on how many I have that
and
are
that
like super ripe.
That could be a dessert or a breakfast.
Yeah. It could be because I will eat it for both.
Yeah.
I'll eat it like
same.
With coffee, it's so good.
It is so good. Like, depending. Especially if you have a chocolate chip banana bread.
Yes. Yeah. And so I put chocolate chips in it, and I've been putting pecans in it instead of walnuts because I have a bunch of pecans.
I don't like nuts.
What? I love nuts.
I am a very, very big anti-nut dessert person. Like, don't put nuts in my cookies. Don't put nuts in bread. Don't put nuts in brownies.
Emily.
Nope.
We're going to have to fight.
I also don't like nuts in salads.
We're going to fight.
But I'll eat them plain. Like, I love nuts. Plain nuts, but...
I love nuts no matter how you give them to me. No pun intended.
Okay. And on that note, thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed our meals as much as we enjoyed thinking about them. Make sure you're following us on Instagram and on TikTok at One Bottle of Wine Podcast. Make sure you reach out to us if you have any recommendations for meals that we should be trying, because we're always down for those recommendations. And make sure to tune in next week for our episode.
And cheers.
And a cheers.